Skipper Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Well, amid all that grim news, there is nothing quite like the wagging tail of a dog to warm your heart and put a smile back on your face. And the wagging tail of Nova the Boxer has just walked into our studio. And I've gone all gooey because I grew up with boxers in my childhood. So I have a very soft spot for them. There's a very good reason why I have another dog in studio with me today. But here's a question. If you're a pet owner or just an animal lover, do you hold long conversations with your pets? Do you talk to them? And have you ever wondered about what they would say if they could talk back? I mean, maybe they tell you that they actually don't like it when you tickle their tummies, or that they don't like the brand of dog food you switched to in recent days. Maybe they just tell you how much they love you and how your coming home from work is actually the highlight of their day. We're giving animals a voice this week. It is actually the start of National Animal Week, and the Cape of Good Hope SPCA has launched a new campaign called #LoveMeBack that's all about giving animals a voice. It's a great pleasure to welcome in studio Belinda Abraham, who's the Communications Resource Development and Education Manager at the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. It's lovely to have you, and thank you so much for bringing along, Nova. You've just made my day.
It's so lovely to be here, Pippa. Thank you so much for having us.
It's a great pleasure. What's the idea behind the campaign, Belinda?
So Love Me Back aligns just perfectly with the World Animal Day, which is on the 4th of October, as well as National Animal Week, which of course launches today and continues until the 8th. And these two commemorative days are to strive to change the way that people think about animals and to raise the status of animals everywhere by recognizing their sentience. So hashtag Love Me Back is technically about, you know, animals love us unconditionally, Pippa. Mm. And Love Me Back is about the magic that happens when we love them back.
In the same way, hopefully. Yeah. Yes. Now, specifically, what do you hope to achieve for the SPCA with this campaign? Besides raising the status, raising our awareness of animals as sentient beings, particular aims for your organization?
Definitely. So while the campaign celebrates the true spirits of animals with heart and humor, it also aims to rally support for the SPCA. And one of the most important ways that people can support any charity that's out there is really with the small regular contributions that mean so very, very much to an organization's sustainability. Mm. So hashtag Love Me Back is also about giving those small amounts, as little as 2 rand a day or as much as 5 rand a day. Those are the asks right now. It basically calculates to a minimum of 60 rand a month, a maximum of 150 rand a month, or you could also put in your own amount as well. And this campaign specifically targets those animal lovers that are out there that for whatever reason cannot adopt a pet right now. Mm. So Love Me Back is about helping the SPCA take care of the animals at our shelter while they're waiting their forever homes.
Let's talk about the animals at your shelter. I mean, I know everyone's aware of the SPCA as being the place you can go to if you'd like to adopt a dog that has been without a home. Give us a sense of the scope and scale of that shelter and what you do there on a daily basis.
So the SPCA can house between 350 and 500 dogs in a day. And the reason for Nova coming along to the studio today was to show you exactly what kind of animals do come from the SPCA. So Nova came into the SPCA. She was a stray found in the area of Durbanville. She was terribly thin, undernourished. She definitely has some scars on her body. You can see she's been terribly overbred, obviously had a lot of puppies in her life. And Nova arrived at the SPCA where Joette, her current owner, and the SPCA's legacy officer, just absolutely fell in love with her. And you can just see the absolute wonderful character that that Nova is. She's beautiful. She comes to the office often. Mm. And, you know, a little bit of Nova belongs to the entire SPCA office staff. So we brought Nova along just to show you how beautiful the SPCA animals are. You know, they have so much character. I think people tend to maybe attach a stigma to a shelter dog, which is very undeserving. Mm. And what a lot of people might not know is that if you're coming to adopt an animal at the SPCA, it's not as simple as walking through a sea of little brown eyes that are looking at you pleadingly. It's about being matched to the animal that's going to meet your family's needs. So if you have an active lifestyle, we're going to look for a high energy dog for you. And the opposite, if you're a bit of a couch potato, and there's a matching process that happens. So when you come to to the SPCA and you adopt an animal from us, you're going to know exactly what kind of animal you're getting, whether the animal is familiar with children, actually likes children and can tolerate them, as well as whether they like cats. You know, you don't want to adopt an animal out into a home where potentially the owners already have a cat, and here you're bringing in a dog that doesn't tolerate them, because that adoption would ultimately not be successful.
If I may put you on the spot, Joette, I'd love to hear an owner's perspective on what it's meant to you and to your home and family to have Nova join your family. How long has she been with you?
It'll be a year in December.
Okay.
And we haven't had a dog before. I mean, I obviously grew up with animals, but me and my husband haven't had a dog together, so it's completely changed our lives in a very good way. We couldn't imagine life without her now.
I can believe you looking at that face. I mean, I am predisposed to love anything with a squashed-in face like a boxer or a bulldog, but she's gorgeous. I mean, what was it like for you bringing her home? Did it take a long time for her to find her feet in your home?
A little bit, but I spent a lot of time with her at the SPCA before I was taking her home with me. So she already kind of knew me. We had already developed a bit of a bond beforehand. So it took her a few weeks to settle in at home, but not very long, no.
And is it an experience you'd recommend to listeners today to consider coming to the SPCA and finding a pet there?
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything better than taking a rescue dog home. I think that's the difference, is that you know that you're going to be making a difference to this one animal's life. You're going to completely change their life for the better, and at the same time change yours. So I think it's a great decision to make.
Well, thanks for bringing her along. We're going to take some photographs during the 1:30 news to tweet so everyone can see her gorgeous face and that big wagging tail. Belinda, to come back to you, you've mentioned that the call is for those who can't adopt a pet themselves to consider making a contribution, as much or as little as you can afford on an ongoing basis. How important is that as a stream of funding for you at the SPCA? How else are you able to keep going?
But those recurring contributions of what people may think are insignificant amounts are really what keeps our SPCA going. The SPCA, as it currently stands, there's very little corporate support available to us, mostly from the perspective of, you know, corporates align their funding to the national development goals, for which there is no room for animal welfare. So there's none of that. We've been removed from lottery funding right at the moment. The current call from applications doesn't extend to the animal welfare sector. And at our last average, more than 50% of our funding comes from the man on the street. So those small regular amounts, whether it's 20 Rand, whether it's 50 Rand, whether it's 100 Rand, whatever you can afford every month, is actually what keeps the SPCA sustainable. We're able to say that approximately for the next 12 or 24 months, however long your commitment is, that we can be sure of those funds coming our way and where to focus our efforts in terms of the remainder that we need to get by.
Is there anything else besides financial contributions that listeners can do to support your work? Do you need volunteers to help at the shelter? Is there anything else we can do?
Pippa, there's definitely, we always need extra hands. There's a lot of dogs that need walking in a day. We try and walk our animals between 2 and 4 times every day just to give them that interaction with a person that they so desperately crave. You cannot keep an animal confined indefinitely. It's just very cruel, actually. So to keep the animals interacting with people helps them to become more adoptable as well. So definitely volunteers to help with walking, volunteers to help with grooming, even volunteers to help in charity shops, help with marketing, help with potentially recognizing donations of potential value when it comes to antiques. There's such a wide range of skills that we really need. And then, of course, our biggest need with the amount of animals we have on a daily basis is always dry dog food.
Okay, so if somebody listening thinks, I can do the dog walking, I'd like to help with dog food, I can contribute in some way, how do they make contact with you?
So go onto our website, which is www.capespca.co.za, and you'll find a range of things. The Love Me Back tab is there, as well as a form that you can fill in if you'd like to volunteer. You'll find all that under the Get Involved tab.
Okay, so it's capespca.co.za. Look for hashtag Love Me Back, specifically as we mark National Animal Week. That is the hashtag of the new campaign. And can people just arrive at your centre if they want? If they're sitting going, I want to go and adopt a dog, to get that process started, do they simply arrive at the facility? In which case, where do they find it?
Yes, so if you're looking to adopt a dog, you just arrive. We're on the corner of First Avenue and First Street in Grassy Park. We have the most incredible facility, and I really would encourage people people, even if you're not looking to adopt, just to come out and see our amazing facility. And then, of course, if you're looking to volunteer, there's a little bit of a process where we first like to orientate people correctly, make sure that they're aware of all the biosecurity regulations and things that keep people and animals safe. So you fill out the form. We'll let you know as soon as an orientation session is coming up. You attend an orientation. You get a bit of physical training on how to handle an animal. And after that, you're ready to volunteer whenever you're able to.
Well, I hope those R2, R5 and more keep rolling in. Belinda, thanks so much for joining us today. To you too, Joette, and thanks for bringing in Nova. You've made my day. Best wishes for the success of the hashtag Love Me Back campaign.
Thank you so much for having us, Pippa.
It's a great pleasure. Belinda Abram of the Cape of Good Hope SPCA.